Long time ago, living in streams and rivers, were the sockeye salmon. They were very timid, although they believed that if you be yourself and help others, it will color your life. However, there was one little salmon, the sockeye salmon princess, whose scales seemed to shine brighter than the other salmon.
One afternoon, late in the summer, the princess and her friend were swimming slightly off the banks of the Columbia River. They had never been this far from the Salmon Kingdom. The princess's friend started twitching.
Your Highness, we should go. We're too close to the humans.
Oh, don't be such a sissy. This could be cool.
Oh, all right.
Up ahead in the Chinook tribe, the princess and her friend saw two children playing catch with a wooden ball. There was a handsome boy and a beautiful girl. There were some dark longhouses looming behind them. The kids saw a flicker of silver in the water, so they waded in.
Your Majesty, they're getting awfully close.
Hi there, little ones. My name is Ayana.
Hello, my name is Taki. We are from the Chinook tribe up there, over the mountain.
They were very nice kids. They were so gentle that even the princess's friend relaxed a little bit.
Princess was so intrigued by the way they moved carelessly over the rocks and skid into the mud that she didn't notice a dark shadow looming over Ayana.
Ah! Don't leave without me!
And they ran away.
Princess didn't know what was going on. She was far from home and now had an 8-foot-tall, snaggle-toothed black bear drooling over her head. As if she didn't have enough problems, she saw ravens hovering in the air and raccoons scuffling in the water.
There was a little waterfall nearby, and the only way to escape was to jump over to safety. No salmon has ever done it, but the princess had to.
You gotta do this. You have a whole kingdom to run, so don't die now.
Roar! Come here, you little runts. This bear is hungry.
Princess jumped and landed on the other side. She looked and saw schools of sockeyes, her family.
They all looked really scared, but they started to jump in the air and slap the predator square in the face. The predators moved away, all except the bear. The king did not see him.
Freedom! The king is free!
But he hadn't seen the bear to the left. He was caught in the jaws of the bear.
No!
The salmon all ganged up on the bear, fighting for the sake of their king.
Bear fell onto the bank and hit his head.
I curse the very day you fish sticks were born!
The salmon king lay unconscious in the shallow waters.
No, Daddy, don't leave me. I can't.
Just be yourself, and it will color your world.
And his spirit left the world. The salmon people realized the waterfall route brought their precious princess back to them. It had to be remembered.
From then on, the salmon used that route to bring in the new sockeye salmon generation. But there was another different thing.
Look at our skin. It's green and red. Daddy was right. By being ourselves, we really colored our world.
That is all.